With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. American employers added a better-than-expected 177,000 jobs in April as the job market showed resilience in the face of President Trump's efforts to level the playing field in international trade. Some economists claim Mr. Trump's tariffs on imports to the U.S. have shaken financial markets and frightened business. But correspondent Ken Lorman reports economic numbers don't reflect that.
Bill Adams, chief economist at Comerica Bank, called the jobs report reassuringly normal, adding the fears of a softer labor market due to tariff uncertainty went unrealized last month, adding that there are signs that businesses are reining in plans for hiring and capital spending, and that consumers are turning more cautious toward discretionary spending. But Adams noted that the warnings come from surveys of businesses and consumers, but have not yet showed up in actual economic data. Ken Lorman, Washington.
British counterterrorism officers have arrested several Iranian men over an alleged plot to attack an unspecified target in London.
London's Metro Police say authorities are detaining five men between the ages of 29 and 46 in various parts of England. Reason? On suspicion of preparing a terrorist attack. Four of the men are Iranian citizens, and the nationality of the fifth remains under investigation. Police say they arrested three other Iranian men in London on suspicion of a national security offense as part of a separate probe.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Romanians casting ballots today in a critical presidential election redo after last year's annulled vote plunged the EU and NATO member country into its worst political crisis in several decades. This is SRN News. A coalition of survivors of clergy sexual abuse is demanding that Catholic cardinals selecting the next pope pick a man who will adopt a universal zero-tolerance policy on abuse. The group End Clergy Abuse has issued an open letter to the cardinals, who are meeting informally before the start of the May 7th conclave. Meanwhile, SNAP, the main U.S.-based survivor group, is identifying cardinals who themselves have problematic records on clergy sex abuse, highlighting a new level of scrutiny on all possible contenders for the papacy. A new report indicates that persecution of Christians in Pakistan is on the rise again. The survey conducted by Human Rights Focus Pakistan finds believers were victims of an unusually high number of murders, abductions, and forced conversions during the first 3 months of this year. Jeff King, president of International Christian Concern, says, quote, "For too long, Pakistan has cloaked its systemic persecution in silence and impunity." This is SRN News. Correspondent Donna Warder has more on a court appearance for a man accused of intentionally killing an Ohio sheriff's deputy.
38-year-old Rodney Hinton Jr. appeared in court Saturday in Cincinnati with a wall of deputies at the back of the room. A prosecutor said evidence and witnesses will show that Hinton drove directly at a Hamilton County Sheriff's deputy directing traffic near the University of Cincinnati Friday, the university's graduation day, killing him. The day before, Hinton's teenage son was shot and killed by a Cincinnati police officer. Authorities have not identified the deputy killed, but say he retired from the department a few months ago and was still taking off-duty assignments. Hinton is charged with aggravated murder and has been ordered held until another hearing on Tuesday. I'm Donna Warder.
Today is Sunday, May the 4th, and some notable people are having a birthday today, including political commentator George Will. He's 84. This is SRN News.